Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ted Beard. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Fisher. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Martin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Thompson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Milt Groff. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Brunette. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, George Brunette. And now, play ball. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Thompson for a passed ball. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Minoso scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. DeMaestri moves to second. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeMaestri scores. Held moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Martin reaches second base with a double. Held scores. Martin moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Esposito reaches second base with a double. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Esposito. The throw from Thompson and he is safe. Esposito steals third. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0 for 1 in the game. Beard strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Esposito scores. Fox moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Wally Burnett now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Power reaches second base with a double. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Fisher. Landis fumbles the ball. That's an error on Landis. Power scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Harry Taylor now pitching. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Thompson and he is safe. Landis steals second. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. Esposito moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Thompson and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0-2 in the game. Beard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Rudolph now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Held strikes out. One out. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Billy Hunter pinch hits for Milt Groff. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Hunter now playing second base. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, halfway down the third baseline. Taylor gets to the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Taylor. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Batty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin who is chasing the ball. Batty reaches third base with a triple. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Batty scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Esposito hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0-for-3 in the game. Beard hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a line drive into right field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor fires to first and picks off Minoso. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luskiza's pinch hits for Harry Taylor. Luskiza's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezus hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Morgan now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a fly ball towards center. Held catches it and throws to third to double up Phillips. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Esposito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Held hits a line drive towards short. Esposito catches it and throws to second to double up Zerniel. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudolph hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Rudolph reaches second base with a double. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0-for-4 in the game. Beard bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rudolph moves to third. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Rudolph trying to get to home. Held throws the ball into Thompson, who tags Rudolph for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a line drive into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Jackson trying to get to second. Martin throws the ball into Hunter, who tags Jackson for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Batty moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball towards left. Zerniel catches it and throws to home to double up Batty. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Lopez moves to second. Barry Latman now pitching. Bob Serve pinch hits for Tom Morgan. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6. White Sox. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Power is hit by the pitch. Jack Urban pinch runs for Vic Power. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7. And Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.